This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's a nice piano bar.
Yeah. It's time to make Stinky with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Dedicate this one to Michael Hughes. We'll get to our guest in a moment, everybody.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh,
you're listening to Soul Radio. This is your brother Don over here. Almost a TGIF. Hump Day. Michael Hughes, you son of a bitch.
What they do is not in your face.
Oh, yeah. Quiet Storm.
Yeah, it's a song about dishonesty.
Send that out to Michael Hughes.
Hello.
Bet all your teeth didn't get knocked out during your recent dental surgery.
Enjoy your glass of warm wine.
On a quiet storm.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy coming up, along with some Nora Jones.
Very.
All that boring crap they play on the smooth jazz station. And once again, Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you, which no way is effing jazz.
but it doesn't matter.
Here we go now. Let's talk music. Here is David Syme. Hey, David.
Hey.
Hi, David. How are you?
Fine. Good to be on with you.
Now, Dave is the human jukebox.
Love this.
Wow. He has a website, www.symepiano.com. And the deal is that you went to the Juilliard Institute, and you have how many songs in your memory?
Well, I don't claim to know everything, but I know about 5,000 songs.
Wow.
I'm an actively touring concert pianist with the heart of a saloon player, and I love to play your favorite songs.
Now, when you say you know 5,000, we're talking melodies, right? We're not necessarily talking lyrics.
Yeah, just melodies, and they're all songs that the average person would recognize. I don't claim to be encyclopedic.
Okay, so you don't go deep into the obscure songs that most people might not know.
Well, then, songs.
Then off the top of our, if you don't mind, Mike and I would love to start with you. Now, it says on your press release that we got from Bach to Bachman Turner Overdrive. Hmm. So may I ask that you start with, you ain't seen nothing yet.
How that goes.
All right,
pretty good.
All right, how about, then to give you a softball, taking care of business.
Okay.
All right, he got that one. Hey, dude.
He's rocking.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right,
Mike?
Yeah. Flight of the Bumblebee.
We'll go around the room and play. Time to do this.
He's not only Buzz? Playing it, he's playing the hell out of it.
Are you ready to play Buzz?
I think so.
David?
Yeah.
That's right. And that's how we'll do it, too, when we want to get him to stop. David!
All right. Buzz.
Elton John, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Okay.
Rob.
How about Freebird?
This is a blast. You know the only thing that's missing right now?
What?
The piano bar.
Exactly.
Hold on, my turn. David.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah.
The wedding song.
Let's see.
I hate that song. Okay, David, that's enough. Mike.
Billy Joel's Angry Young Man.
Good one.
My favorite piano that he does.
That's great.
He did the good part.
All right, David.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Jethro Tull's Aqualung.
I don't know.
Okay. You got one, Buzz.
Rob.
How about Great Balls of Fire?
David.
Yeah.
Born Free.
What?
Born Free.
Born Free.
I think we're doing a really good job of balance.
David.
Yeah.
Mike.
Theme from 2001.
Is it Space Odyssey?
Yes.
David.
Yeah.
Buzz.
This is a blast.
Elvis, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
We are doing a good job with the balance.
Rob.
David.
Yeah.
Light classical. The Saber Dance.
What?
You'll know it. You'll know it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
You'll recognize it when you hear it.
Also known as...
Now, if we give you a couple of notes of it, will you get it?
You know, I really do know this one. I'm just...
Isn't it the...
I got it.
Just need a little shove.
All right, David. Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Don't know it.
Oh, by you too.
Where the Streets Have no Name.
What's that?
Where the Streets Have No Name.
Sorry, don't know it.
Oh, you too.
Hit me,
older.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Is that Captain and Tennille?
It's Britney Spears. But I'll settle for Love Will Keep Us Together.
Yes.
David.
Yeah.
Mike.
Something for the kids, the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
David.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Bad, bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, God.
Rob.
David.
Yeah.
Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime.
Oh, let's go to the couch.
David.
Yeah.
I Can't Smile Without You. So you gotta thank Fag. He's not real good at the rock.
I'm trying to get a rock song.
I'll give him a Beatles one.
Can I do a little faster?
Yeah, go ahead. David.
Yeah.
Hey, Jude. Dude. Okay, David.
Yeah.
Mike.
All right, here we go. The Stairway to Heaven.
Nice.
Okay, David.
God, you're not even letting me play any of these.
No, but no. That's what's making it fun, and I hope you're having as much fun as we are.
We recognize the songs immediately. Buzz.
A Beach Boys. Fun, fun, fun.
Okay. You want a little or a lot of it? Or
just a little. Part?
Just a little of everything. Little your of favorite everything. Part.
Yeah. David.
Yeah.
Rob.
A real rockin' version of Girl from Ipanema.
Okay.
Dave. Dave.
Yeah.
Staying Alive. We can only do this to this guy like for another minute. Dave.
Yeah?
Mike, you're almost done. Mike.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, September.
Don't know it's
Oh! Earth, Wind, and Fire, That's the Way of the World.
Don't know it.
Got to Get You Into My Life.
Oh, yeah.
Dave. Dave. Dave.
Yeah.
To Dream the Impossible Dream.
Very good classic.
Dave.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Color My World.
Oh. Why don't you do a little voiceover like you were doing before?
Yeah.
And we've lived and we've loved. You know, that kind of thing.
Go ahead, Don. Talk about it.
I'd be glad to right now. I want to see right now. We've got a guy on the telephone named David Sign. As far as I know, he's in a home full of Spam hot dogs that he's dipped in some type of apple pancake sauce. I went there earlier today. I was nearly bowled over by the smell of up to 800 dead cats. Yet, when I met David, he said, "Have you seen Cats? I know all of the songs." Here he is now.
I think you walked it a little bit, didn't you?
A little bit, because I got into it.
It was hard to tell.
Sure.
Oh, this guy's fantastic.
David,
yeah.
What is... Now, it's obvious you have this talent.
Yeah.
What do you do with this talent besides, like, being on a cruise ship? I mean...
I play concerts internationally. I'm playing in... in the Czech Republic, Rhapsody in Blue on...
play some of that. Will you play some of that? Play just a little bit. That's one of my favorites.
Mine.
You know, I hate the fact that people know it from United Airlines.
Yeah. But...
Okay, let's stop. Now it's like we're on hold of the doctor's office.
He's into
David.
It.
Yeah.
David.
Your call is important to David. Please stay on the line, and David will be with you shortly.
David.
David.
Yeah.
David. Okay.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We're going to give you a round of applause. Yeah.
I play with the symphonies, and I play for conventions, and when I'm home, I do these radio shows to sell my CDs.
That's fantastic.
Well, we will have a link to your website on ours, and we hope you sell some CDs. It's SymePiano, SymePiano.com.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Pretty good. You got almost all of them that we had for you.
Yeah, I'd have one question for you, David. Have you ever done a show where you just go into a hall, or you play in some saloon, or where people just shout out stuff and you just do it that way?
At my informal type concerts, I usually, like on the second half, I give about 15 minutes to that, where I make a list of everyone's songs that they shout from the audience and then do a medley of those.
Oh, cool. That's fantastic.
I'm sure you guys have been married and divorced. I'll play at one of your weddings next time you try.
Thank you. I'll take you up on that.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Bye-bye.
See
you.
That's great. Well, not many goose eggs up on the board.
No, he did well.
You were right, Don. He had to skew a little older, though.
Everybody's calling the bitch saying they all wanted to play the game. Well, listen, go get your own radio show and find this guy, and you can play the game with him.
I know everybody wants to hear this song.
Although it did say right on the press release, hello, Don and Mike, it said from Bach to BTO.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I throw
out love you. I mean, you stumped him with that BTO right out of the
box. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
you should ask this guy if he knows Has-Been from William Shatner.
Okay, again.
You know we're going to get a million of those.
Too obscure.
That would not be something that you would even know. But
great album, though.
How about us?
Yeah.
No shots fired.
No. Pretty darn good. We showed great restraint.
Don and Mike, hello. Center of force, as a matter of fact. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I wanted to talk to Don.
Okay. Well, see, right away, the guy doesn't know he's on the air. So I'll use him as an example.
Oh, good. My goodness.
Now.
What are you going to be doing?
I base this on the great bit of tape that I saw recently of those upstanding officers in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there certainly is no reason to take out your gun and just shoot a guy.
You just want to rough him up a little bit?
You're going to rough him up. Right. So
teach him a lesson?
Mm-hmm. So if we get someone who we don't really want to shoot.
But doesn't know they're on the air.
We will just attack them with the telephone.
I like that. Right off the forehead.
Yeah. And there you go. And he's out of there.
That'll leave a mark. Take him to school.
And he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone.
And he's gone. Gone.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You should have asked for a Chuck Man Jones Tijuana Taxi.
Can I have the gun? Herb Alpert's Tijuana Taxi, even better. You should have asked for a clue.
Mike?
Yes.
Who was going to try to save bullets today?
I'm sorry. I know. I just it was too much fun.
I'm Don and Mike show.
Hi. I was going to see if I could get that guy to play Chariots of Fire. If he knows Chariots of Fire.
Now, do you want the gun back?
No, I don't, because I've got some restraint.
Okay. You going to throw the phone at him?
Oh.
Yeah, that's restraint.
Gonna need stitches.
Charlie, you know, you can't kill a guy, Charlie. You popped his eye out.
Hello, don't make me be a bad guy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. This is Tarso. I just love this segment on David the piano player. And by the way, you guys.
Oh, excuse me. What was that magician's name that you had up front? What was that?
This is Tarso.
This is Tarso. Magnificent. What is your name?
It's Tarso.
P as in Paul, A-R-S-O?
Actually, T-A-R-S-O. Tarso.
Tarso.
Tarzan the Monkey Man.
We're Tarso.
Tarso. The amazing Tarso.
Is that a given name or a nickname?
Tarso.
That's my real name.
Uh-huh. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Well, what's up, Tardo?
Tarso.
Being lucky.
Now, listen, the segment you just had with the piano player.
Yes, Tardo.
That was awesome, man. I was on a cruise this past year. And while every other dumbass was on the karaoke thing, I sat at the piano bar and listened to this Greek piano player who was just awesome. I sip port and smoke cigars for half the night just listening to this guy. They had a game going on I had to guess the song.
Hey, can we just stop for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Because I want you to contemplate this.
Okay.
Very little I care about anything you've said. And it's only because you seem to be a nice guy that I'm not going to shoot you.
There, he's gone. It's a shame. I wanted to hear if the Greek guy took him back to his suite.
Hello. Don is Mike's show.
Oh,
some hot finger action. Hello.
Yeah,
of course, I meant chicken fingers. They ordered room service.
That was delicious.
That was wonderful in the piano bar this evening. Do you play the eye?
Hello.
Yeah. You know, in spirit of this weekend, you should have had him play Super Bowl is Gay.
Okay, see, we'll spare you.
Go in peace.
Go in peace.
Yours in Christ. I love Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I just wondered if there's any coincidence to the fact that you stopped wearing your wedding ring on Beth Ann's birthday.
Oh, the secret
Who
is
even
out.
Knows? Is, it really is today her birthday?
We didn't think you knew.
Is this really? How the hell did you know it's her birthday?
I'm her secret admirer.
The big 6-0.
Oh.
Yeah.
How are you getting along without her? Seems to me to be a legitimate reason to call her.
Mike, she's in the wheel. She's in the wheel, but we have another beautiful lady that's coming on the show at our next break.
That's right.
I mean, we do have the Wheel of Family and Friends, and perhaps Beth Ann's name will come up again.
You can call her anytime to say belated happy birthday.
Sure, I can. All right, you know what? Even better, how about it? We'll just have this creep call her. Hold on a second. If we get her voicemail, you can just leave her a message. Okay, because I'm pretty sure, I know she should be on the air now. So most likely she will not answer the cell.
Maybe she's doing an Osgood segment.
Hey, hold on, the guy just hung up.
He was a creep anyway.
The guy just hung up.
Does anybody have is it her birthday?
I don't think so.
Hey, this is Beth Ann. Thanks for calling.
Who cares?
Your name and your number, and I'll try to give you a call back. Thank you.
All right, you leave the
message. To record a message, press 1 or stay on the line.
Rob.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Oh, hold on, Rob.
Hi, Beth Ann. It's Paul Gorgi, and I've got some free time on my hands, and I was wondering if I mightn't come down and
celebrate your birthday with you. Happy birthday. Let's have some cake. Bye.
We heard it was your birthday, Beth Ann.
Some guy called and said it was your birthday.
We don't know if it's true or not.
You say it's your birthday? It's my birthday too, yeah.
Hope everything's going well. Don?
Rob's driving me crazy. But remember, once the door closes, it never opens again. Okay. You'll never be invited back to this show. We love you and miss you. Happy birthday.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. And there you go.
Very good.
Who knows if it's the girl's birthday or not, but happy 38th.
If it's not, she'll look puzzled. If it is, she'll get that message and have a good cry.
She sent me a nice email last night about the State of the Union, so she's still, you know, the same.
Mm-hmm.
She's at work all the time.
That's right.
Same old Beth Ann McBride. Right. And another beautiful lady that's come into our lives and gone and come back and gone. Jim Nance.
Yep, she says she's going to be available.
From CBS. Even though he is not calling the Super Bowl this year, he's incredibly busy, and he's got a couple of minutes to work us in. She. She.
She's going to really be on the show?
That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
In our next break. Hello, Don and Mike. So we got to hit a spot here. Hello.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hey, are you going to be talking to your buddy Terry Bradshaw anytime soon?
Tomorrow it's John Madden. Friday it's JB, James Brown, and we hope Terry Bradshaw, who wants to promote his movie. Yes.
Little tidbit for you. Here's another reason why he is the best salesman in the world.
Okay. Beyond his errands commercials?
No, this is the one. He is absolutely, you need to crown him best salesman in the world. I just heard him do a radio ad for Supercuts.
Supercuts. Well, now keep it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you need to talk.
Supercuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. You know what? Thank you. You're not getting shot at.
Right.
You're not getting anything thrown at you.
Terry Bradshaw for Supercuts.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Bye bye. Thank you for the call.
I see
bye-bye.
He's in and out of that chair in like 6 minutes.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Might as well be him and Hasselbeck. Have you seen Hasselbeck, incidentally?
Yes.
The number one topic with this guy, the quarterback for Seattle, is the fact that he's bald.
Yes.
And even when he's answering questions about football and stuff, it keeps coming back to the fact that he is really bald, and he's got just the tiniest bit of a lisp.
Well, I was looking for there. I thought there was a picture of him in the paper today.
And I was watching something on the NFL channel today where they were showing the press conferences. And he said, well, I feel so much better this year because Coach Holmgren has finally allowed me the opportunity to call audibles at the line. I hadn't had that opportunity. And then they cut to a tape.
Be sweet.
They cut to a tape of the big fat walrus, Mike Holmgren. And listen, what a freaking control freak this guy is. He said, well, Matt was speaking a little bit out of school that technically for the 5 years he's been the quarterback here, he has been allowed to call an audible on any play he wants. It's just here's the simple rule that I have. I'm the coach. Now, this is exactly what Mike Holmgren said at this press conference. I'm the coach and I call the plays. I think I've called the right play. So I tell him you can change the play. But if the play that you call doesn't work, you're going on the bench.
Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
So you run. So now that.
How many audibles would you call?
Now that they've had 5 years of this relationship.
Great.
Where he can call an audible at any time, but if the play fails, he's screwed because Holmgren always calls the right plays.
Mm-hmm.
So Holmgren says now he's got such confidence in him. He has two audibles. He is allowed a run and a pass.
That's it.
But he can, in fact, make an audible call at the line.
I understand that if he calls more than that, Holmgren will eat him.
Oh, no.
And there's a picture of him on the cover of the USA Today with the backwards hat on, so he's not showing that bald.
What you got to do is really get a good shot of the guy who's just balder than bald.
I wonder if there's anything to do with the helmets.
I don't know.
Many quarterbacks are bald.
Excuse me. I hear it's not. There's no connection between saying wearing a hat and going bald.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm still.
He goes back as far as Y.A. Tittle.
Uno momento. Hello. Now, why is Joe just calling in on his own here? You know,
reporting
drunk.
We're going to call Joe in just a moment. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Are you drunk yet?
Yeah, we're in Lost Baltimore.
You're in what?
Where?
We're in Las Baltimore. You know, like Los Angeles and Las Vegas, this is Las Baltimore.
He is S-Space. Okay. Listen, we have to break just in case Jim Nance calls on time. We'll call you right back.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Joe.
Where's Charlie?
Oh, wow.
Bye, Joe.
Wow.
That's Joe on his way to the Stones concert in the town car.
And we mean on his way.
He'll be there tonight in Baltimore with one of our listeners.
Right.
Going to see his favorite band, the Stones. We'll have the tape on tomorrow's show.
Fantastic.
And Joe sounds like he's into it.
I say he pukes before the opening band's done.
I will be back, and we'll see if Nancy's, and if not, Joe. We'll be right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.